Is the American system of elections fair and democratic? Was the main theme for the panelists. Common Cause Megan Quattlebaum says campaign financing needs reform.
We had a system that was not perfect, but it was a real reform that was made in response to some real problems. And now we're seeing wealthy candidates undermining that system by opting out and saying, you know what, I don't need public money and I want to buy unlimited high-cost political advertisements. So the presidential public financing system is broken.
Lynn Landis, a freelance journalist, is concerned about the integrity of the voting system and filed several lawsuits challenging the integrity of voting machines and absentee voting.
If you have a bunch of absentee ballots coming in, the elections officials can see where those ballots came from. Someone at the elections office can look up my address, figure out what party I am in, and that ballot may never be counted. We could have 100% participation in the voting process, but if there's no integrity to it, then what's the point?
David McReynolds, a socialist who ran twice for president and now for the Senate as a Green, questions the lack of a real debate on important issues.
We need to have a witness and a testimony that is fundamentally challenging the militarization of this country. I want the war put to the ballot so people have a chance to vote a categorical no on the war.
Jazz Hayden from the National Right to Vote campaign doubts that real democracy exists when oppressed constituencies are not represented.
The relationship between prisoners and the state is the same as the relationship between the slave and the slave master. It's no different. Under circumstances like that, if you're not one to lay down and roll over, you're going to examine that relationship and see if you can come up with a way of changing it. And that's what prisoners do. Those that are socially and politically conscious came up with this response, trying to get the right to vote for prisoners.
The winner-take-all system is unfair, says Lynn Serp, an international advocate for proportional voting, such as single transferable and instant runoff voting, which are used in Europe and elsewhere. But she suggests that a system called mixed-member proportional voting, reminiscent of the constituency model which has been proposed for Pacifica elections, may be a fit for New York City elections.
It allows for geographic representation through electing a single district representative, and allows for an at-large representation, so you can allow for the opportunity to elect people based on gender, race, age, politics, whatever it is that's important to you. Now, mixed-member proportional is successful in national parliaments. It works very well.
But it is David Cobb, the Green Party presidential candidate, who tells us what is even more important than elections.
Social change in this country has always required first ordinary people just to start to talk to each other and start to ask ourselves, do you think this is right? I think this is wrong. What do you think? I mean, everybody's telling me I'm crazy, but you know what? I think not only am I not crazy, I think they are, and I'm the only one who's sane. The next step is that other people start to say, yeah, you're right. You know what? I thought that too. And so we start to find each other. We introduce ourselves to each other. Another word for that, folks, is organizing.
For the WBAI Sunday News, this is Fred Nguyen.